30. Crow knew that as small as Paradise really was, somehow Barone had managed to keep a low enough profile, even with all the high-profile shit going on around him. Only now, here was Barone, big as life, the night after the shots had been fired at Neil O'Hara's, having dinner at the Grey Gull, with one of the two women from the town's board Crow had talked to. Morton? Morris? Crow couldn't remember for sure. And who gave a shit anyway? Clearly, Barone was like a politician, still grinding away to the end. Crow had come into the Gull for a drink, bored out of his ass again. Another night in Paradise stretching out ahead of him like whatever road he'd finally take out of town. He was drinking Johnny Walker Blue these days because he could afford it, wondering the same thing he wondered every night he was still in this goddamn town. What was Molly Crane doing right now? He knew her husband was still out there on the ocean somewhere. Not sure when he would be coming back, but not back yet. Crow thought about taking a drive past her house. But what good would that do him if he didn't stop? And he'd promised Stone he'd stay away from her. He couldn't help himself. He did like Stone, even knowing, if he ever got sideways with him, how hard Jesse Stone would come at him. He didn't know for sure if he'd actually saved Stone's life the other night. If he had, Crow felt good about that, about saving a cop's life. Who knew? Maybe that turned out to be his real work here, not being some kind of glorified advance man for Billy Singer. But he hadn't come here thinking people would die over this piece of land, no matter how valuable it was. But now, two were dead, and a nice kid, the girl, was missing. He drank some Blue Label. He knew by now how much easier it went down than the cheap stuff. He knew why Singer and Barone were in it. They were both pigs, and their blood feud had been going on for a long time. And the thought of losing to the other guy put their balls in a ringer. And he knew why Lawton, the rich boy who owned the land, was in it. Because he was as much a pig as either Billy Singer or Ed Barone, and wanted to get paid. But which one of these bastards would kill to get what they wanted? And what did they think Neil O'Hara and the tree hugger had that scared the living shit out of all of them? Fuckity fuck, he said. A Stone expression. Excuse me, sir, the bartender said. Talking to myself, Crow said. He was deciding whether to have another drink when he saw Barone calling for his check. Did he have something going with the lady from the board? She seemed to have some miles on her, but wasn't bad looking. Decent figure. He remembered from the time he'd talked to her. Crow watched Barone get up now, go around the table, pull out the board lady's chair for her, and he ducked his head until they were out the door. Her car was across the lot. She walked to it now. Barone had used the valet, handing his ticket to the parking kid. Checked his phone while he waited, then put it to his ear and started talking. Crow had given the parking kid $20. If his rental were any closer to the front door, it would have been parked next to the host stand. Barone's Jag, the sweet ride he'd seen at Kate O'Hara's house, came around. He got in. Crow had kept the keys to the rental after he'd tipped the kid. He left the restaurant, got behind the wheel now, and followed Barone, for no other reason than he was still bored out of his ass. Crow managed to stay far enough behind the Jag as it made its way through the downtown area, making a turn at the top of Beach Ave. He knew from Billy Singer that the house Barone had rented was over near the harbor. But he wasn't heading that way, making a couple more turns and then over the bridge to Stiles Island. Crow knew his way around now, had taken this route plenty of times since he'd been back in Paradise. Suddenly realized where Barone was going now, even if he couldn't believe it. Billy Singer's house.